on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. And it's a special episode tonight because Amy Rigby joins the Mockster tonight, October 11th at 10 p.m. That's singer-songwriter Amy Rigby joining the Mockster on Vive La Mock. Rigby, known for her emotionally rich and relatable observations about love, relationships, parenthood, and the musician's life, crafts a sound that adds folk and country accents to straightforward, hooky rock and roll. Having cut her teeth in the downtown New York City scene in the late 70s, early 80s, Rigby will be discussing her new album, her memoir, and her upcoming performance in Pittsburgh at Bantha Tea Bar on October 18th. Oh, I've been there. Don't miss it. Amy Rigby, 10 p.m. tonight, Friday, October 11th, here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And we're hearing just a few songs from the our friends at record labels who mail us CDs. This is Walking Hurricane by Tamar Burke.
We'll be right back.
It is just after 9 p.m., and you're listening to the end of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Up next is Vive la Mac, all the way until 1 in the morning. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you live again in a few weeks. Second Friday of November, after I come back from the East and West Coasts. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Guess what? My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Today is October 11th, 2024. And this is a program called Viva Le Mock.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks-Savar. I know you love the thing you got. Never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think you're acting, but you're not.
My name is Mark, I'm a fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark Banks a lot. I'm the palace I'm amused on lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
he looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark, takes a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
Set up the groove. I'm narrator, you can call anytime. I'll be your connection to the party line. Everybody's dancing and they're dancing for me.
Never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. Pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as thick as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
Man, I had a terrible day. I couldn't stop getting in my own way. Time to blow my pay, I need a drink. Move your ass, 'cause that's my stool. Pour one fast, don't make it slew. Don't need no lip from you, I need a drink. Fire up the generator, hoist the flag and set the sails. Tonight ain't gonna be here very long. Take a picture now, 'cause pretty soon it's going to hell. I'll kick your ass if you don't sing alone. Let's have a drink. Climb the hill on a motorbike. Heard a new song by an old band I like it better than I thought I might. Let's have a drink. Fire up the generator, hoist the flag and set the sails. Tonight ain't gonna be here very long. Take a picture now, 'cause pretty
Got numbers on the side of the gun.
Some Beat Farmers wrapping up that set of music, kicking off a Viva La Mock radio program, doing their version of Neil Young's Powder Finger from Glad and Greasy. Before the Beat Farmers, went back to Decoration Day from, I'm going to say 2008. Decoration Day, drive-by truckers, do it yourself. It's back when Jason Isbell was doing his short tenure within that band. He wasn't on that, he wasn't singing. That was a Patterson song, but Jason was just in town last week, was he not? He was. Were you there? I was not. I was invited, but I wasn't there. How crazy is that? We'll talk more about that later. Before the Drive-By Truckers, old 97s with a drinking song. Pulled that off of Graveyard Whistling because I felt, you know, it's October. Graveyard. It's not a thematic show. I just wanted to throw that one in there. Kinks in that set of music as well with a dedicated follower of fashion. Played some Cobra Verde doing their cover of Get the Party Started. Yeah, you thought that was Pink. You were like, was that really? No, it's Cobra Verde. But then Lou Reed started the entire set with My Name is Mock. Because indeed, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. And it comes to you each and every Friday. Right here on WRCT. It's a great, I mean, yeah, I wasn't here last week. You might have noticed that. And I apologize. But things happen. I was out of town. However, that means this week is chock full of 2 weeks of pent-up goodness. And to make it even better, we've got two really exciting things happening in this program. In about a half hour, about 35 minutes, right around 10 o'clock for my Friday night listener. If it's an encore, right around the top of the hour. Amy Rigby's going to be joining me, and we're going to be doing a little chat and playing some music because she's in town. She's coming to town next Friday. A week from tonight, she'll be in town. So that's exciting. And then in 2 hours, well, actually, let me do the math correctly. In an hour and a half, I've got the world debut of the new Billy Crane tune. He's coming to town in 2 weeks for a big record CD release party. And I am going to debut what I'm going to call the first single off the album. World debut. So that's happening in about an hour and a half. So see, there's exciting things. So if your popcorn has not finished popping, you should work on that. Because you need a big old bucket of popcorn for this episode of the Viva La Mock radio program. So what was it? Last Friday, Jason Isbell was doing a surprise. It really wasn't a surprise. People knew about it. And it was in the press. Doing a concert in Schenley Park. And he was joined by Michael Stipe. And the Mockster couldn't be there. He had a friend who had a ticket. Couldn't get used. Oh, well. Things go on. If you were there, hopefully you had a good time and it was a good show. Speaking of Michael Stipe, back in 1985, he lent his voice to a couple tracks from the Golden Palominos. For example, Michael Stipe singing lead on the Golden Palominos version of Moby Grape's Omaha. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, everybody. I'm Steve Wynn from the Dream Syndicate. You're listening to Viva Le Mach on WRCT in Pittsburgh.
Boston as soon as you can. The whole thing ain't gone down according to the plan. Morning when I wake up, I don't like what I see. Late night my dreams, they are terrifying me. Where I was walking by the river in the early morning dew, singing out lines from Cypress Avenue. Oh, I wonder what it felt like when it all came down. Come back to Boston before I hit the ground. And the winners stand confused. They don't wanna be misused. And the losers, they came for us.
Boston for me. She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Things that you do because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out because everybody hates a tourist.
Because everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
At the London Institute, indexed and filed with a reference card. At the London Institute, cleaning windows with my Uncle Bill. At the London Institute, the Charing Cross line back to Stroop feeling ill. At the London Institute.
prostitute in the name of science. Examples of deformity at the London Institute. In the name of science. In the name of science. In the cold grey summer when I was young, I wanna run home and tell my mum. In the cold grey summer when I was young, I cried.
Yeah.
new music from Sparkle Jets UK, doing their version of Moby Grape's Hey Grandma. New album's called Box of Letters. It's some pop goodness. Before that, speaking of pop goodness, how about the Len Price 3 from Nobody Knows with the London Institute? William Shatner in that set of music as well. I recently saw the Shat when he was in town about 2 weeks ago now, doing his version of Pulp's Common People. A little help from Joe Jackson on that one, too. Dream Syndicate went back to Out of the Gray, their third album, with a Boston. And speaking of Moby Grape, how about starting the entire set off with some Golden Palominos featuring Michael Stipe on vocals from their Visions of Excess album, 1985, with their version of Moby Grape's Omaha. Yeah, lots going on. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you for tuning in. Whether it's your first time, your second time, your last time, I don't know. As long as you tuned in, I'm happy. I am happy. I got to remind you that with Goodwill, when you donate your stuff, you actually help create jobs. How, you ask yourself? Well, you know what? When you donate to Goodwill, they sell your stuff. But that actually helps fund job placement and training for people right here in the community. So by teaming up and donating to the local Goodwill, you're going to help create jobs. To find the nearest donation center to you, go to goodwill.org, because Goodwill, donate stuff, create jobs. It's easy as that. So many great programs on the Viva, on the WRCT. So many new programs I'm excited about, like a Kaleidoscope. It's an eclectic hour of music that DJ Kate mixes on Mondays at 10 p.m. But what she loves is requests. I love requests, too. If you have one, you can always reach out to me via an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That's one way. Or if it is Friday, October 11th of 2024, you can call me, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. I'm here, hanging out. We've got Amy Rigby. Speaking of calling, Amy's going to call in, I'm guessing, 10 minutes. I'll have to put her on hold because I might still have music going. But in the next 10, 15, after this set of music, let's just put it that way. After this set of music, I'm expecting a phone call from Amy Rigby. And we're going to chat about her coming to town next week. She'll be in town next Friday playing Bantha in Garfield. And she's got a new album out. She wrote a book. Lots and lots and lots and lots to talk. Okay, so speaking of Amy, you're like, well, I really don't know this Amy Rigby. Well, I'm not going to play any of her solo stuff right now because, you know, maybe during the chat we'll touch on that. But back in the 80s, she had a band called The Last Roundup. Yeah, she dipped her toes in the alt country scene before it was cool.
Without a thing and crying in the morning, why you stretching and you yawning? There's enough to make you sad. And you keep the kettle boiling, why you sure it's annoying that you have to run the water for a bath? The neighbors keep a talking and the cigarette you smoke will make you think you should do something for you. apple hiss and keep you up all night. You wish you didn't have so much weight on your shoulder. You're being driven by your pride. It's a long and bumpy ride. You're feeling wrecked, but you're not looking any older. Some say you got that special touch. Well, it sure doesn't mean that much when you're so numb. You can't distinguish smooth from rough. So you keep rubbing on the lamp. I hope I never give it.
Take my man, Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Talks about you in his sleep. Nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of men, I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. Had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Please don't take him even though you can.
What you 'cause you're dead.
From their 1991 album Quilt, that is The Shams wrapping up that set of music. Stuck Here on the Ground. A trio featuring Sue Gardner, that you might know from Run On. Amanda Uprichard was in the band. And the third in the trio was Amy Rigby. Yeah, Amy Rigby, who I have on hold right now because we're going to talk to her in a matter of moments. But I got to tell you the songs I played and just do some of that general business stuff that we do here. WRCT. Now, before The Shams, I played some Gene Caffeine. Now, Gene Caffeine has a brand new song coming out. I got a chance to listen to it. It comes out on Tuesday, but she said, do not play that on the radio on your show Friday. It's not released yet. So I went back to a song from, I think, last year called